Van pulled up, it's a...
No, the correct response is...
We'll call to order the Willow City Council regular meeting for June 23rd, 2020 at 7 p.m. Joe, can you lead us in the pledge, please?
Sure.
Ready? Pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Councilmember Fletcher?
Here.
Councilmember Hanson?
Here.
Councilmember Mello?
Here.
Vice Mayor Dominguez?
Here.
Mayor Warren?
Here. I know, it is loud, huh? So we'll move on to item four, public comment, written communications. For a public comments, members of the public wishing to address the council on any items not on the agenda may do so at this time by stating your name and address. Then please wait until you are recognized by the mayor or vice mayor. No formal action will be taken unless the matter is placed on a future agenda. Each member of the public attending in person or caller will be limited to 3 minutes. Do we have any public comment this evening? Seeing none, we will move on to item five, the consent agenda. Consent items are considered to be routine by the city council, will be enacted in one motion. There will be no separate discussion on these items unless a council member requests, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda. It is recommended that the council A, approval of general checking, payroll, and direct deposit check registers, ACH 13-50331, Z10798-Z10822, and 38638-38653. 5B, consider reading by title only, passage of the second reading, and possible adoption of the attached two ordinances, amending sections of Chapter 18 of the Zoning Ordinance of the City of Willows. B1, an ordinance of the City of Council of the City of Willows amending Willows Municipal Code Chapter 18.50.030, uses permitted with a conditional use permit, with other text to remain unchanged. B2, an ordinance of the City Council of the City of Willows amending Willows Municipal Code Chapter 18.110.090, nonconforming uses, with other text to remain unchanged. Gentlemen, discussion? No discussion. What's the pleasure of the council?
Madam Mayor, move to approve the consent agenda as presented.
We have a motion by Councilman Hanson. Do I have a second?
Second.
We have a second from Councilman Fletcher. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Consent agenda passes. Now we will move on to item six, public hearing. Conduct a public, 6A, conduct a public hearing and adopt a resolution and have a resolution of the City Council of the City of Willows authorizing application for and receipt of permanent local housing allocation program funds. Staff, Karen.
Yes, thank you, Madam Mayor and members of the council. Before you is another grant application that the city is wanting to enter into. So before you is a resolution that would authorize a grant application for the permanent local housing allocation, referred to as the PLHA funding under the community or California Department of Housing and Community Development. And then as part of also this resolution, it authorizes the interim city manager to execute an agreement for the joint PLH program with the county and the city of Orland. There's a little bit of background that I'll just go over briefly, that staff did start with this process, meeting with city of Orland and the county of Glenn and also the consultant housing tools in February to start establishing the procedures and the formulas that we were going to put together to prepare this application. There are benefits to having the three jurisdictions go in together, the timeliness of the housing productions that we're trying to all meet, and meeting the funding commitment requirements of the PLH grant, and then the administration as part of this grant and the agreement under the joint agreement, the county would administer the grant and two other cities would go in conjunction with this grant application. The goals are to address the housing needs within the county here and the income of 60% AMI or most closely as our jurisdictions, housing elements do state. So in the item here is to, as they say, housing tools is going to complete this this plan and also the grant applications on behalf of the three jurisdictions. It is, for the Willow side, it's anticipated that these funds will be used to help support the development of some multifamily project that would be hopefully up to 60 units developed maybe with the CHIP Foundation in the Basin Street development, and with the majority of these units to target at the income groups of 30 to 60% AMI. In order to be able to designate for Willows and Orland to designate the county to do this, the state does require that they go into, the jurisdictions go into this binding agreement. So attached to the staff report is this agreement that we would enter into, which covers a five-year period for this plan. And as I said, it's attached in number two there, that is attached to the staff report. There are two types of allocations. One is the formal and non-competitive, and the other one is the competitive allocation. This grant application will be under the non-competitive side of the grant. I've listed the eligible uses under this grant, and the city and the jurisdictions do meet all of these, as well as making sure that we are meeting our housing goals within our housing element. And there are no contingencies as far as any financial considerations. We just would submit for this application. It is due the end of July. The City of Orland already heard this resolution, and now it's the City of Willows, and then it will go to the Board of Supervisors, I believe, on the 7th of July, and then thereafter they anticipate housing tools. The contractor anticipates submitting this application the week of July 20th, so a week ahead of time. And with that, I would make the recommendation that the City Council does authorize this grant application to be submitted, and then authorize, along with that, that the interim city manager would sign this joint agreement to include the county and the City of Orland. So.
Thank you, Karen. Council have questions or comments for staff on this?
Yeah, Madam Mayor, I usually have comments.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you, if I may. Thank you. No, thank you, Karen. Yeah, the proposal, I really like the proposal. There are power in numbers, and partnering up with our sister city and County Glenn is the right thing to do, which makes good business sense. And I really like the fact, especially like the fact that the county is going to administrate the plan, right? That's a big plus. And also, I like, that the parties have agreed that the first five-year term funding will be focused on projects in Willows and Orland. That's a really good thing. So I like this all the way around. So it's the right thing to do. So that's all I had. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Hanson. Anyone else before I open the hearing?
I just have a comment. It's teamwork. It's a smart move. And together we'll get there. That's all.
Okay. You have something?
Yes, I do. Thank you. Kind of like to echo what Gary said. I like the idea of Willows, Orland, and the county working together. I'm trying to find here, was it possible CHIP homes in Basin Street would be our project?
That's
a possible project?
That's a possibility. One thing that is nice, I should say, I guess that's the term for this grant, is we aren't held to specifics. Mm-hmm. So we currently are discussing, the landowner and are discussing with CHIP, so they could be possibly the developer in that that property down there. But if in a year or something changes and we have another developer that's stepping up, then we can modify this plan. So we're not held to the exact numbers or to the exact name that we put in. We're just saying that we are going to all work together to further our housing needs in every jurisdiction.
Yeah, I like the flexibility in this, and if the CHIP project was to come to fruition down at Basin Street, that's needed housing anyways. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you know this, but do you know, is Orland have anything semi-specific?
They do. Orland has a couple of projects that are, as they say, shovel-ready, much further than what we are. Mm-hmm. Seems like we're maybe about 2 years behind what Orland is. So Orland has projects that are almost ready to hit the ground. So in the plan, that has been prepared. It spells that out, what those two projects are and what they are going to be doing and proposing. So once, then, so they'll probably get monies to augment that project for the first couple of years, and then after about the third year, we anticipate that we would be ready for funding to be able to be pulled into the city. So if it ends up that week, the city then gets a couple of years of the funding. That's how this plan will work.
Yeah.
And then further down the line, maybe Hamilton City would have something that would be ready. So the beauty, I think, of this grant application and this program is that we can be flexible in stating we know there's going to be development happening, and these are ones we're talking to now, but if that should change, we can modify it without getting any kind of points dinged on us.
Okay. That's all. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, we have now come to the public input portion of the hearing. This public hearing is being recorded and is subject to possible review by the courts. Therefore, all statements or remarks must be made clearly and distinctly into the microphone. If there is anyone in the audience who has any pertinent evidence or opinions or statements relevant to issues being heard, please step to the microphone, and although it is not required, it is also requested that you please state and spell your name for the record. Comments are generally limited to 3 minutes. So we will open this public hearing at 7:10. And we don't have any public comments, so we will close it at 7:11. Okay, gentlemen, any other discussion? What is the pleasure of the council?
Madam Mayor, I move to adopt a resolution entitled, A Resolution of the City Council of the City of Willows Authorizing Application for and Receipt of Permanent Local Housing Allocation Program Funds.
Okay, we have a motion by Councilman Mello. Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
Second from Vice Mayor Domenichini. Roll call vote, please.
Councilmember Fletcher?
Aye.
Councilmember Hanson?
Aye.
Councilmember Mello?
Aye.
Vice Mayor Domenichini?
Aye.
Mayor Warren?
Aye. Okay, thank you. That resolution has been approved.
Thank you.
Thank you, Karen. Okay, we'll move on to 6B. Conduct a public hearing and adopt a resolution entitled Resolution of the City Council of the City of Willows Adopting the 2020-21 City of Willows Annual Budget. Mr. Peabody.
Mayor Warren, members of the council, it is that time of the year when we bring forward the budget. We have met June 1st and also June 11th and talked about the budget. As the result, the council by consensus directed staff to implement a number of cuts discussed on the June 11th meeting, and the preliminary 2021 budget is before you tonight for the public hearing. The proposed budget carries a general fund operating deficit of $521,465 to be covered under the general fund reserve. We have also recommended that we come back due to the COVID-19 quarterly rather than semi-annually to give the uncertainty of our funding that's coming in. And with that, the budget is proposed as the last meeting was through the council. So we would request that you open up the public hearing and then adopt the resolution at the end.
Thank you. Does council have any questions or comments for staff before we open the meeting or the public hearing? No?
Well, I can do that. Yeah, Madam Mayor, thank you. I have a comment or two. I'm just going to restate what I stated, or similar to what I stated at the last budget session we had. So we've had extensive discussion on the budget. It's a very difficult budget, as we all know, unfortunately. But back in February, when we had our mid-year budget review, things were looking quite positive. And then COVID-19 pandemic hit, and here we are, losing a quarter or more of considerable amount of sales tax revenue and TOT revenue. So it's just, it's like a very difficult budget. But it is what it is, and you know, we're going to have to approve this tonight, in my opinion, because it's just amazing what this pandemic has done. So anyway, that's all I had to say.
Thank you, Mr. Hanson.
Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Mr. Mello?
I know for a fact that we will make it through this time. We have a good, effective team here in Willows, and that's all I have.
Thank you. Beside the dais, anyone has any
No.
Okay. So we have now come to the public input portion of the hearing. This public hearing is being recorded and is subject to possible review by the courts. Therefore, all statements or remarks must be made clearly and distinctly into the microphone. If there is anyone in the audience who has any pertinent evidence or opinions or statements relevant to issues being heard, please step to the microphone. Although it is not required, it is also requested that you please state and spell your name for the record. Comments are generally limited to 3 minutes. We will open this public hearing at 7:15. Do we have any public comment? Seeing none, we will close it at 7:15. Okay, gentlemen, what's the pleasure of the council?
Madam Mayor, I move that the resolution titled A Resolution of the City Council of the City of Willows Adopting the 2020-2021 City of Willows Annual Budget be adopted.
Have a motion from Councilman Hansen. Do I have a second?
Second.
Have a second from Councilman Fletcher. Roll call vote, please.
Councilmember Fletcher?
Aye.
Councilmember Hansen?
Aye.
Councilmember Mello?
Aye.
Vice Mayor Domenighini?
Aye.
Mayor Warren?
Aye. Resolution passes. Okay, moving on to item 6, regular business agenda items requiring council action. 7A, by motion, appoint members to the Willows Library Board of Trustees with the recommendation of Councilmember Mello and Councilmember Fletcher. So, gentlemen, which one of the two of you is going to fill us in?
You want to do it?
It doesn't matter.
Okay, you can do it. I'll jump
in. I figured you'd donate that time to me. But what these two people came to us as volunteers, but they have been volunteering for a while. So, to be honest, they both knew more about the library than we did. And so, and having known both of them at one point in time or another, they really want to serve for all the right reasons, and I think they're extremely good candidates for the positions in which they have here at the library.
And who were the candidates?
Okay, I knew you were going to say that. So the two candidates are, it's Andreas, or it's either the Z or the J is...
Mr. Kubak.
And it's Mr. Kubak, which is, would be the best way to put that, I guess. But and then Lynn Soth. And they've both served on the library before and are willing to go at it again.
Okay, thank you. Council members have any questions for our committee?
Nothing.
Or comments? You don't have a comment?
No comment. No.
Oh, wow. So what's the pleasure of the council?
Madam Mayor, I move that we accept the recommendation of council members Mello and Fletcher as to the appointment of the two people to the Library Board of Trustees.
Okay, we have a motion by Vice Mayor Domenighini. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Councilman Hansen. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? We want to thank them for stepping up and serving on that board. Okay, 7B, by motion, approve the request for proposal for wastewater treatment plant contract operations and direct staff to proceed according to the timeline. Mr. Peabody?
Mayor Warren, members of the council, since 2007, we've been under contract for operations of the wastewater treatment plant at the time of the renovation. Last year, we completed an additional study that still showed it's advantageous for us to stay under contract and not take the operations in-house. Since that time frame, we've had a single vendor, even though that vendor has changed names multiple times. But they've been doing a wonderful job for us, but it is to the point to where we should be going back out to bid. They've been well over the time frame, and it's advantageous for the city to make sure that we're still getting a good deal for what we are requesting. Our Coastland Engineering helped us with the development of this RFP, and we believe it covers all of the necessary requirements that we are currently have and are requesting the change of. We will, with this, we will distribute tomorrow to a list of vendors that have already requested, and we will have a mandatory pre-meeting July 8th, and we will request that the RFPs be brought back into the city by July 23rd, with staff being able to review the RFP and the submittals, and we will either bring them back on August 11th or August 25th, pending if additional information is required from vendors. And with that, you have the RFP, which we believe is very well written, and we thank Coastland for the help of that. With that, be happy to answer any questions.
Gary?
Madam Mayor, I do have a comment. No questions, but a comment. Yeah, Chief, you took a couple of the words right out of my mouth. This RFP is extremely well written, and I can't imagine anything that was missed in the RFP. And as you indicated, our current operator's done excellent work. But just as a good business model, the city has gone out to RFPs on all contracts this past year, and it's the right thing to do periodically, and that's what we've done. And and just one last thing, an individual, and one only needs to read the RFP just to get a general comprehension of how complicated, handling municipal sewage treatment operations is. It's highly technical, complicated business, and it costs some money to do that. So that's just the way it is. So anyway, that's all I had to say, Madam Mayor. But good job on the RFP. Very good. Very good work. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Mello? Joe?
No, it's just, I think it was extremely well written, and it definitely even gave me more insight into what it actually takes to run out there. So we're heading in the right direction.
I'm good.
You're good? Okay, I see some gentlemen out in the audience. I didn't know if maybe somebody wanted to make a comment on this, or you guys are just here to watch.
So in the
show.
Audience, Travis is our current operator at the site, and then these gentlemen are from Jacobs.
Okay.
Jacobs Engineering, that will be looking to place a bid as well.
Okay. So if we have no more discussion, what is the pleasure of the council?
Madam Mayor, I move to approve the request for a proposal for wastewater treatment plant contract operations and direct staff to proceed according to the timeline.
We have a motion by Councilman Hansen. Do I have a second?
Second.
A second from Councilman Mello. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Okay. So you're good to go.
Thank you.
Okay. Great. We will move on. Huh?
I was going to say, pretty intense city council meeting for you guys,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. I've seen quite a few, so.
I'm trying to breeze through it.
Is intense the right word?
Oh, yeah. So we will move on to item A, council staff reports and comments. 8A, staff reports.
The biggest thing that I want to bring up is Dr. Garrison has advised that there are quite a few new outbreaks of the COVID-19. Once again, Dr. Garrison is our doctor, that we take recommendations from the city, and we would request that everybody follow his recommendations as they feel fit. And remember, there is personal choices in everything that we do. Be safe, be courteous to your neighbors, and we'll get through this.
That's it? That's your report?
I'm going to stop right
okay.
there.
Okay. So we'll move on to 8B, council reports. Gary, we'll start with you.
Hey, thank you for asking, Madam Mayor.
Next.
Just get ready.
Hey.
I got it ready.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm violating social distancing. I'm sorry. Anyway, just one item tonight, so I'll make it brief. We had a, since we've been seeing a lot of each other lately, but we had a Glen Groundwater Authority meeting on June 15th. Probably our last teleconference meeting, anyway, we had a meeting, and it was an important meeting. The good news is that the assessed fee per acre is going to be reduced from the current $1.61 per acre within the Groundwater Authority to $1.50 per acre for the next fiscal year beginning July 1. So we also approved the budget, and at the $1.50 per acre assessment, the annual budget for the Groundwater Authority is $1,342,786, and that was approved at the meeting. And other than that, there was quite a bit of routine business, but those are the two highlights of the meeting. So it took a little bit of doing to get to the adopted budget. We had some riveting budget subcommittee meetings, but we got there. So anyway, I'm going to share the good news. The city will be saving 11 cents per acre on our roughly just under 1,800 acres that sits beneath us. So that's all, Madam Mayor. Thank you.
Great. Right.
There you go.
Thank you, Mr. Hanson. Mr. Mello has nothing. Mr. Fleischer?
I have nothing.
Vice Mayor?
I have nothing either.
Okay, the only thing I have is yesterday Wayne and I met with the chamber, the committee that was in charge of park activities, and Dr. Garrison Grinnell Norton from Public Health, and Mr. McDaniels, Scott DeMoss, and the sheriff to discuss the 4th of July. So I just want it on record. The fireworks display is a go. The parks will be closed. So, you know, we were worried about the influx because other cities around us are not doing their festivities. So our worry was we were going to have people coming that didn't live in Glynn County, and that was possibly going to be a problem, especially now that we have a spike. So I just wanted it to be on record that all the park activities have been canceled, but there still will be a fireworks display. And with that being said, we are going to adjourn this meeting at 7:25.
I got 4 minutes to go.